This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
And we are live once again from the Disney Wonder. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, and you're listening to another live broadcast from the Disney Wonder here on the final day of Reunion 2009 on cruise. We're about to go back to land, but you know, still some fun to be had, and I'm joined by some guests this evening. Across from me is Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Hi, Matt. Thank you, and good evening, everyone.
Good evening. And also sharing a mic is Shannon and Justin Tanner of Orlando Stroller Rentals.
That's correct.
.com. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we have some other folks in there, but you know, mics are scarce these days. But we have one more. I did not see the mic. That's yours. Becky Mankin of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. There's no G in there.
There's no G in Mankin.
Mankin. Annette Owens is here. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you very much, Matt.
And of course, we should mention Becky is in the chat room.
Exactly, and several people are starting to join in.
She is our liaison to the chat room, so she will tell us all the smart aleck comments that will be coming our way from there. It is our last day, and what I like... But I don't like it's the last day, but what I do like about it from a show perspective is that we get to reflect on our experiences here and share some different experiences. And, you know, we've done a lot over this 4 day. It's amazing what you can do in 4 nights on a cruise ship. And Deb, we'll start with you because you did something. I don't think you've done this before. The race at Castaway Key, correct?
Well, I'm not sure I would call it a race, but there is a 5K at Castaway Key in the morning as soon as you can disembark from the ship. And I did it because I'm training for the half marathon in January. Right. So I wasn't interested in running a race, but I did want to see what I could do. It was an adventure for sure. It was a really great path. We went out to Serenity Bay, the adult area, and then down the bike path and back, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, Janine, who's in the room with us this evening, also was. And she and I gleefully brought up the end of the group because after about 3 minutes, I lost the pack.
Oh.
But that was okay. And then I got lost for a while, and I think Janine got lost for a while. But we ended up doing it and succeeded, and so we were very happy. And I was surprised today to find a Magical Moment certificate from the cruise line.
Oh, wow.
For doing the 5K. So that was really nice. So I would encourage anybody, if you are a jogger or a wogger or whatever you want to call it, even a walker, to, you know, do that, to start your day at Castaway Key. It was a great way to begin.
That's true.
Then at 9:45, I think it was, if you wanted to do a 3 mile power walk, you could do that as well.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, congratulations to both of you. For running, walking in the race. How many people would you say were there, Deb?
30, maybe?
Wow. That's a good turnout.
That too much, you think, Janine? Okay. 20. Right at the end.
20 to 30.
I have to thank the folks from who are on the cruise with us, because periodically a tram would go past me and there'd be lots of cheering and people were yelling my name. So that was very encouraging.
That's great. And of course, Shannon and Justin, you guys are joining us once again. You were here last year as well.
Yes. Yep.
What's something that you tried this year that was new?
Bingo.
That's right. You guys were the big winners, and I use
big winners.
We were big winners.
Oh no, we should use that. No, big is being used very loosely.
Okay.
We won $29.
Okay. Did that cover your cards?
No.
Okay. Well,
Becky came down and sprinkled some pixie dust on us,
and we won that game.
We did.
Yeah. See, I saw them very sad in the bingo area, and they just looked really sad and upset. And I walked by and I said, "How's it going?" They said, "We're losing." And I said, "Okay, well, magic and pixie dust." And I walked away.
Yeah. It was the bingo was fun. I, you know, watching other people win was, you know, it was a blast. You know, you're there to hang out and have a good time. And plus, the bingo is so simple with the electronic cards. You do nothing.
They're electronic cards?
Yeah, they are electronic cards.
It flashes bingo when you win. You don't have to do anything. It's pretty...
That's interesting. I had no idea.
They have standard cards, too, where you poke a hole through the number and whatnot. But most of the people do opt for the electronic cards. You do nothing, and it gives you the numbers, and you lose, and you move on to the next game.
And then lose again.
Lose again.
But we last year we did the 5K as Deb did this year, and it was
hard.
Shannon and I were training for the marathon that we did in February, and we were in pretty decent shape. But I'll say the humidity level
really
kicked us, and it was not easy. It was not easy at all.
I kind of thought I'd see you all that morning.
We should have.
Okay. I know I needed to do the wake-up call, didn't I?
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, it was tougher than I expected. Certainly wasn't any kind of personal best time, but the humidity, and I've been training in 45-degree weather, too, so to go out in 80-degree weather and the humidity was a little bit of a shock to the system.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. I mean, it's funny, Deb, because you, who've done, I don't even want, I've heard the number, but an ungodly amount of cruises at this point, and only in a recent amount of time. It's not like you've been doing it for 30 years or anything like that. I mean, you've just been doing cruises since 2000?
Since the year 2000, that's
And yet
right.
you still find something new to do on the
I
ship.
I do, every time. And I hadn't even gotten to a show this time. I was disappointed. I really wanted to see Toy Story, the new show, but unfortunately, I forget what was happening, but didn't get to go down there. And something, I don't know if this has been announced shoreside, I think it has been, that Villains show is coming to the Disney Magic in the spring, and it is going to replace Golden Mickey's.
Oh, wow.
So if you're Disney Magic sailors and you really like Golden Mickey's, see it now because it's going to go away.
Absolutely. I'm wondering what they're going to do. What are they going to do over here on the Wonder when Toy Story leaves for California, for Disneyland?
Is it leaving here for Disneyland or just going to be happening?
That was
Disneyland?
My assumption.
Okay.
That it was going to leave here and go there. But you're right. It could very well. I didn't even think of that. Maybe they're just going
to copy
the show
but
there.
Remind me afterwards. I'll find out.
If I had a computer in front of me, I checked all ears, not net, but I don't have it in front of me. That's when I usually say, well, let me see what Deb says. Oh, he spells his name backwards.
Backwards.
Oh man! So we had we were lucky this year because we had first of all great weather the entire time.
Fantastic weather, which
was great. And that makes, you know, what's great about it is Castaway Key makes it even better, because I know last year it was a little cool. I know there was a wind. There was a big wind, I should say.
A huge wind that canceled parasailing right after we got back to the dock.
That's right.
For good.
Yeah. And even 2 years ago, it was windy, but I mean, it was cool, but not, I don't know how, it wasn't cold by any means, but it was still, you know, a little cool out there. But this was perfect weather. And I know that that you two were at Serenity Bay, and it was packed. I hadn't seen Serenity Bay like that in a long time.
It was I've been on four, but of all the four cruises I've been, I've never seen it so crowded. But it was just a perfect day.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It was a great day for wildlife. Nice, good-sized stingray was hanging out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the barb, you know, everything. It's wild on that side. And some barracudas and no starfish this year. Last year, a ton of starfish.
Really?
Not any this year. But the fish were just everywhere. It was really cool. Yeah.
Well, then for sure. It's a good thing that you told me now, because otherwise I would just stick by the pool. But
the minnows were driving Matt crazy. So,
I don't like fish. I don't like fish or birds touching them. And they were, you know, the minnows are always in the shallows of it, and they're fine. But then like one of the bigger fish would come by, and they start like jumping out of the water, and that was it. Then I got out of the water, and it was like the hammock was fine for me.
Yeah, I had a stingray about 2 inches from my foot, and it was
wow.
Just,
I saw Linda was admiring. There was an octopus or something by her, and
really?
they were checking it out over there.
Yeah, they were really enjoying it. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you all too over at Serenity Bay, because I didn't make it. Well, I made it down there jogging, but I didn't go down on the beach. Was there any changes? Is the bar expanded yet? Because I know they're going to be doing some expansion in that area as well for the new Castaway Key that debuts this summer.
I didn't see anything going on at all.
Are they going to add a couple cabanas, massage cabanas?
My understanding is there'll be a couple massage cabanas there.
Didn't see any activity at all.
Yeah, no, it looks pretty much the same over there. Yeah. But what I love about Serenity Bay, besides obviously the quietness and all that, and Deb, I know you have to leave, so whenever you're just letting us know.
You rushing me, Matt?
No, Absolutely not.
Get out.
You know?
Deb pulls no punches. When you're getting lunch on the island, I always find it's a great option over there because there's so few people there compared to trying people going to cookies over there at the,
absolutely,
at the main place. So it's much more, it's much easier. It's nice to have a shorter line over there and you get the same food. So,
and I understand the mahi-mahi sandwiches were really
they
awesome.
They were very good. They were good. Did you, any of you have them?
I had it last year, but this year I opted for two big pieces of chicken.
Which was good.
You like the chicken too?
No, it's, yeah, this was, in fact, I think the first Mouse Fest cruise I went on was the first time I ever tried fish, was the mahi-mahi sandwich out there. So it always looks good and tasted very good this year, so yeah. You're right about that. We talked about some of the new things that we've done over there on the cruise, and, you know, there is so much going on the ship and so many different activities going on. We checked out, I know that some of us were at the fireworks last night at the pirate party, which is always fun. It's a neat little party that they do over there, and it's always cool to be able to see the fireworks from off the ship over there. And Shannon, I know that we were out there with Justin, and we were as a group, and it's a cool thing to be able to admire them and see how the whole show goes down. And, you know, it's always an interesting thing. It's a unique opportunity that you don't get on any other cruise ship to see the fireworks in it, and it's very cool. What about the, I guess, when we're talking about these kinds of things, I mean, are the fireworks and those kinds of unique items the things that bring you back to a Disney cruise typically?
It's definitely the fireworks, yeah. I mean, where else can you go in the middle of the ocean and see all of these stars and black sky stars and then fireworks? I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We talked about that last night, Matt, that in Orlando, you really can't see the stars all that well because
that's right.
of all the lights, so it was really cool to actually see stars. You know, being from Connecticut, we used to have
that's right.
see the stars, and in Orlando, it's they're kind of faded.
Yeah,
which people don't probably think I'm crazy when I say that, but it's true.
No, from a natural, I mean, from a natural beauty standpoint, I mean, you get to see the stars, you get to see beautiful sunsets and sunrises.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's always something, and I think that's something, Deb, that you probably agree with me, that if you're on a cruise, you have to at least one. You have to check out one sunrise, one sunset, and just
absolutely.
Admire it for its beauty.
Absolutely. They're just spectacular. And I think it was yesterday, the morning before that, we were watching the sunrise from the balcony. And just spectacular because it's partly cloudy, so you get a whole range of colors in the clouds as it comes up over the horizon. And it's really a spectacular sight.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Deb, with Disney Cruise Line, they're expanding their ports of call coming up very soon. And as we all know, because we all got the little things on the door, they're going to Alaska. And I'm sure that's going to make you really excited.
I am very excited. I've actually been on one Alaskan cruise, and I have another Alaskan land and cruise scheduled for 2010. And I'm very excited to be co-hosting with my pal Becky Menken from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel the inaugural Disney Wonder Cruise in Alaska, which is May 3rd, 2011. We're very excited about it. I've been to most of the ports of call, which are, if you've never seen Alaska, I'll tell you, it's one of the most treasured parts of our country with the natural beauty, the glaciers, just everything about it is spectacular. The ports are very tourist friendly. You're in the United States for one, and so you don't have to worry about language or anything like that. The ports, you can walk around if you like. If you want to do something like taking a helicopter ride over the glaciers, you want to do dog sledding. I think, Becky, you all did a salmon bake.
No, it was a crab feed.
Oh, a crab feed.
Oh, my God.
See, I don't know.
Right. And it sounded, it was
seafood.
One of
food.
Yes, exactly. It was one of those, you look at the list of excursions and you go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to choose? And Chris and I looked at each other and said, hey, let's just go to the crab feed because it's going to be cool. And they literally do bring out an entire Dungeness crab and like throw it in front of you and then you pick it apart and then they go, you want more? And you go, sure. So like by the time you're done to see how many you can, and then at your table, you actually have to build a pyramid of the remains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a crab thing going,
we have fun in the Pacific Northwest. Come on.
I'm sure if there's a crab event going on the Disney Cruise Line when they go to Alaska, I think we all know who would really love it.
Absolutely.
It would rhyme with Blinda.
And Vancouver has the most beautiful port. I know Port Canaveral is very beautiful, but it's very East Coast and very Florida. But Vancouver, it's a gorgeous port, and the city is wonderful. I certainly didn't spend enough time there last year or 2 years ago when we cruised. But looking forward to Alaska. One of the stops is really not a stop, but we go into Tracy Arm, which is a glacier bay. And I was talking to Captain Henry about that actually yesterday at the Castaway.
Name dropping.
Yes. Well, he didn't drop mine, but at the Castaway Club cocktail party. And he was saying that Tracy Arm is just amazing. He thinks it's one of the more intimate glacier bays, and the Disney Wonder will fit to go inside where a lot of the larger cruise ships won't. And what the ships typically do is once they get inside the bay, they will do a very slow 360 so that, and you spend, what, 5, 6, 7 hours right. in the bay. And I remember when we did it on our first Alaska cruise, I'm looking at Becky because we shared the experience together. We would go from our balcony where we started with breakfast, and then we ran up on the top deck, and then we'd run over here and we'd run over there, and there were so many different things to see in the quiet and listening to a glacier calve.
Oh, that was incredible. And the blue color, remember the blue color of the ice?
Yes.
It's just, it's, you can't even put words around it. It's amazing.
Interesting.
So I highly recommend it. It will be my third cruise in May 11.
Your third
Alaskan cruise.
I was about
cruise.
To say, I think it's been more than three.
Third Alaskan cruise. That's how much I love it.
Absolutely. Now, Deb, we weren't together, but we had brunch this morning at Apollo. That's a unique experience because it's, you know, most people say, well, you know, Apollo dinner, you know, and I know for one, when I first had it, I wasn't aware that it even existed before. But can you explain what brunch at Apollo entails?
Well, Palo Brunch, in my opinion, is probably the best meal that you will have on a the Disney Wonder or the Disney Magic. I have no idea what the Dream will offer, but it really is. It's a smorgasbord of foods for all types of palates, from very bland to exotic. It's mostly buffet. But you do get to order hot entrees, and it really is a feast. There's all kind. There's an antipasto table with all types of grilled or marinated vegetables and hummus, and oh my gosh, lots and lots of amazing things. There's an entire seafood table with king crab legs and something claws. I'm not a seafood eater. Smoked salmon, Fred's telling me. There's an entire bread and cheese table with all types of cheeses that are really good, unique types of rolls and breads. There is sort of a fruit. It's a combination dessert and sweet pastry table where you can get hot cinnamon buns, all kinds of fresh fruit, whipped cream, stolen bread. Then you can have the scoop of bread. You can have the fabulous flatbread pizza brought to your table, which is also served at dinner. And then, if you're still hungry, they have entrees, and there are several breakfast entrees like Eggs Benedict and the other egg.
They have the omelet thingy.
Omelet special, frittata. Right. That was really good. I had that today without the meat, and I thought that was awesome. And you can also get hot dinner or lunch type entrees. Yes. There was veal saltimbocca, chicken lasagna, and tilapia.
Tilapia is very tasty.
And then after all that, there is a huge table full of mini desserts that
as if
there
wasn't outstanding.
Enough. Right. And you get a complimentary mimosa or glass of champagne as part of the brunch. It's very relaxing. Take your time. And
it's only the same $15 that you pay if you were going to go to dinner.
Correct.
At Apollo.
Correct. And just an amazing, amazing assortment of food. Yeah. And I would highly recommend it. And also, a good tip, don't be discouraged if you don't get a Palo reservation, whether it's for brunch or dinner, because I talked to several folks today who were selected off the wait list.
Oh, really?
And got a call from Palo about an hour before, either for dinner or for the brunch this morning. I know a lot of people don't like to put their names on, but do it, because you never know what can happen.
Absolutely. Shannon, have you done the brunch before?
I've never done the brunch.
I see.
But
something
I
to do next time.
I will be doing the brunch soon.
That's very. Of course, you're going to Apollo for dinner this evening.
In fact, speaking of Apollo, we should have been there about 10 minutes ago.
Well, thank you very much for your... Yeah, no, we don't want you to be late.
Paolo or podcast?
Yeah.
A little bit of both.
Newell's leaving.
Yeah, Newell's gone.
Chocolate souffle. Chocolate souffle. And when they say you want vanilla or chocolate, you say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're like Annette, you ask for 4 chocolate souffles, and you say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anything with any of the tunas on there are very good.
Okay.
Oh, and the lobster mascarpone ravioli. Mm-hmm. Understands to die for. The calamari is
the
to
beef
die
tenderloin
for.
Was
the
very calamari. Good.
The beef to die for.
The beef tenderloin with the gorgonzola
the beef
sauce
was very good.
Incredible.
So, yeah. I hope you're hungry.
After talking all this food.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Of course, we should mention Orlando Stroller Rentals.com.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, and
thank
to both
you.
Of you, and we'll see you very soon. So
thank
thanks.
You.
Enjoy your
take
dinner.
Care. Thank you. We'll see you afterwards.
Thanks.
Have a good night, guys.
And they're going to head out to Paolo.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of Paolo.
And now seated in seat number
now
3.
Now joining us is Fred Block of Magic Beats. Fred, make yourself at home.
Fred. Yeah.
Fred.
Hey now. I figure I'm right across the hallway, so I just came in my socks.
We did.
Nothing
did.
Like being comfortable.
That's right. And I want to mention something, Fred, because you came into here, and usually you'd be at dinner right now, but you opted to have dinner in your room.
Yes. Haley had one of her moments this evening, and we kind of saw some yawns and her being a little tired, so we mm-hmm. figured that we're going to take advantage of in-room dining. So.
And that's an option you have. I mean, some nights you don't feel like going out. You know, you just want to maybe take it easy, relax. I know that yesterday we all decided to do the same thing, Fred. We decided, you know what, we're gonna you know, take a break from the dining room and eat in. And that's an option that you have. And that's something that's nice about Disney cruising and cruising in general. But you have that flexibility. It's not like you have to. Well, you know, you have to be here at this time. And, you know, if you'd like to take it differently, you want to take it on your own pace, you can do that.
Yep. And then so when Haley's done eating, she will be very happy and laying on the couch or in bed or wherever she can fall asleep without being grumpy.
That's right.
And that's good for everybody.
Nice. Just the way you said it was pretty good.
It is. It's good for everybody.
And we had earlier, I think it's still on, you just muted the Disney Dreams, the show on. And Deb, I wanted to get your opinion on the, I know you haven't seen Toy Story, right?
I have not. I actually saw the making of Toy Story the musical at the D23 Expo.
Oh, cool.
Which was fascinating because they had the songwriters and the lyricists there, and they walked us through the entire process, which was really pretty cool.
Cool.
But no, I haven't seen it on the ship yet.
I was gonna ask you though, what's your, there's only two other options, I think. Well, you could go, if I'll give you the options of going back to shows that don't exist anymore, but what's your favorite show on the Disney cruise ships?
I'm very partial to the Golden Mickeys. I can't help it. They, I could do without some of the shtick with the Ensign Benson. It's cute, and you know, it's a typical Disney show where it's the interlude in between the sets and the songs, but they do some of my most favorite songs, and Out There from Hunchback, and uh-huh. they do a song from Mulan, and the song from The Lion King, a Tarzan piece where there are acrobats up in the air. Just, it's an amazing show. It really is. And you get to see Roy Disney and Mrs.
Right.
Paltz. Just a fun time. Plus, they bring the little ones in for the first scene, which is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's cute. Yeah.
It's very cute. Kids in from the audience, and they dress up and dance around with the dwarves. So,
yeah. I would really recommend, and I think you'd agree with me, that on Disney cruises especially, you have to check out the shows. And on other cruise lines, it's really hit or miss and tends to be more miss. But on Disney, you have to check
it's
that out.
It's a must. It really is a must. They're worth, you know, they're Broadway caliber shows. They really are.
Absolutely.
I actually saw the Golden Mickeys for the first time this trip, and and I got to agree with a lot of what Deb said, because and I kind of guess I'm not surprised to hear that, you know, they're going to be changing it up on the Magic, because there are some movies on there that probably may not be in the spotlight as much as they used to be, mm-hmm. Like Mulan and Tarzan and, of course, Hunchback. It was a really great review with lots and lots of scenes from many, many movies. And yeah, I was very impressed to see Roy in there. It was really, really neat. So definitely moved up on one of my favorites, but nothing beats Hercules for me. I still have a place in my heart for Hercules, and I'm actually kind of sad that they replaced it with Toy Story, because I still think that Hercules was better.
Yeah. I always thought that Hades by far stole the show out of the Hercules show.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they and after seeing it three or four times, I kind of realized that they actually do kind of change it up and throw in some current events and you know into some of the gags and you know it was really neat and I think that I remember talking to the. To some of the cast members that were performing one of the last shows afterwards, and a lot of them were very upset and they were sad and they said it was, you know, such a great show and they were sad to see it go. And you know, I talked to Hades, like the guy who played Hades, and it was really neat. But.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, Fred, which was your girls' favorite shows? Because Julia and Haley are, how old are they now?
5 and 9.
And what shows did they like the best?
Oh, we don't take them for Toy Story anymore. We learned the hard way from that. But
because
there's a couple of dark scenes in there where they were covering their eyes, and I mean. I think aside from that, they loved it. I don't know how you couldn't, but yeah, I think the Sid scenes were a little overdone, and I'm not sure if they've even changed that up or not, because I did give that as feedback, you know, to the people. But anyway, I think that by far Dreams is their favorite, because that's where you see a lot of emotion in their eyes, and you know, you can look at a child or even an adult child, and when they're in the moment and they're watching something so intensely that, you know, you see that magic in your eyes and you're so sucked in and drawn into them to the show. I think that Dreams is the one that does them to the most, and then you know they clap.
It's my favorite too.
Yeah, it's hard not to be.
It's outstanding.
Yeah, they said it was like 12 years running that it's the number one rated show on any cruise line.
Yeah,
that's what I remember hearing or talking to somebody this trip.
Makes sense. Absolutely, it's a wonderfully done show. So. Good. You know, one of the we were talking some earlier before Fred about some things that are new and different that we've done, and this would definitely be a cruise that you've tried out a lot of different things. And we talked about we broadcasted on Sunday at the sailaway party. You had mentioned that this was the first time you were staying in a one bedroom suite. Is that
what you have
over there?
Yep.
So now that you've basically been there this entire trip, I mean, just one night left. What are your thoughts on it?
Hands down, it was a great experience for a number of reasons. You know, in room dining, the extra space.
Can I back you up for a second? Where did you stay before? What type of cabin before this one bedroom suite?
We would do a Cat 5. Yeah, we would do like a Cat 5, which is like...
As he looks to me, to ask me where
I think...
And a Cat 5 is a veranda view?
It's a balcony. Yeah.
Balcony.
Deck 6 7. Or 7. Okay. So
that just answers.
I'm not sure what the categories are.
Let me tell
are.
You what Fred was booking.
And that's flashing cards, you know, like right. the teleprompter. She's flashing them at Fred now.
He's like, higher.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm accurate, you know? I don't want to say the wrong
thing. It's like Price is Right.
Yeah.
So I think I stick to the statement I said. By far, with kids, there is absolutely no value you can place on the extras that we got during this trip.
What made it stand out to you?
One of the things is we can have unlimited soda without having to worry about paying for it. That was a nice thing. But I think the biggest benefit we got was. The kids were a little tired still. We were able to get walked right onto the ship without having to wait in any lines, which was very great. And I felt very comfortable with the check-in process and meeting our concierge manager, who then all in one place, you know, got us a pager for the children in the kids' room, you know, took care of you know, answering any questions and introduced us to a lot of the new things that we were going to have by staying in a suite. And we were blown away before even seeing the room. And then when we finally got in and saw the room, it was just, you know, it was just the icing on the cake. And we've taken advantage of in-room dining from Triton's, and tonight we're doing it from Animator's Palette menu. And then we did breakfast this morning, light breakfast for the kids, since we were going to Apollo for brunch.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so hard to go to Pop tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I agree wholeheartedly.
I mean, you're staying at Pop Century?
Yeah.
Wow.
Talk about a sharp contrast, huh?
Reverse Cinderella.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wilderness Lodge concierge, right, first?
That's right. Lodge club level. Then suite on the ship.
Yeah. And then down. Back to reality.
plus, we don't have a rental car, so all buses.
Wow.
So
good luck, bro.
We are in a preferred room for what that's
there
worth.
You go.
Ooh.
Close to the
oh god. Thanks, you know. Right. We're not even off the ship anymore. You're already reminding me of what we gotta look forward to.
Reality strikes.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Well, Deb has to leave for getting ready for dinner.
Actually, I'm going to go down to the officer pin trading. Session. One night of the cruise, the officers come and they wear lanyards. They're in the atrium and they do pin trading with folks. And I hadn't seen it in a long time, so I want to go down and take a look at what happens there. And then back to the room real fast to change for dining. But I want to take this time to thank Becky and Annette. And they just do an amazing job. You just see a portion of it in front of the scenes, behind the scenes. There's lots of stuff that was happening this week on the cruise, and I think to most folks they had no idea what was happening, and they take care of it with their contacts here at DCL. They're just great partners to work with. And I also want to thank the guys from Walt Disney World Today, Mike and Matt, for doing an outstanding job and taking the lead on the cruise with Becky and Annette for activities. It's been very relaxing for me to not have to be in charge of a schedule. I've really enjoyed it a great deal. So thank you, everyone. It's been another amazing cruise with good friends and new friends. So absolutely. Thank you all.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Deb. So thank you so much.
And now I'm turning the mic over to Janine.
Yay!
You must
be
Yay!
And the chat goes wild.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, so joining us on the show is Janine. Hello, Janine.
she did that purposely. I love that. That was great.
We always give her a hard time for her
what
cadence.
Did you say? I couldn't hear you over here.
How are you enjoying the cruise, Jean?
It was a lot of fun. The cruise is always a lot of fun, but there's somebody at the door.
That's Annette's job.
It's my job.
That's Annette's job. That was great.
It is Annette's job.
That was Deb. Deb was coming to make sure we all heard the doorbell.
So, Janine, I have to ask, where's your mom currently?
It's Walt telling you to get out of the suite.
Overboard.
Great.
Hi, Sammy.
Hopefully not overboard yet.
Until I get there.
Oh, no, she went to the show, actually.
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, she went to the show?
Amy, I'm sorry. Fred is just now seeing your Flintstone comment. So that's making for all
what
kinds
was the
of
Flintstone?
What?
She said, what? Amy says, does anybody ever call him Flintstone?
Are you
Fred? Are you Bob?
That's great.
Oh, Barney.
Funny.
Nice.
We have had a horrible time in the suite. Can you tell?
Yeah, exactly.
No laughing at all.
None.
Hey, but we have a bunk bed if you need it.
We have two.
So, Janine, we were talking about some things that we had done before that were, or we hadn't done before that were
Who's
new.
Barney?
What was something that you've done
You're
that's
on.
New on this trip?
Actually,
I knew.
They're very rude, Janine. No one ever.
It's like we're having two different shows here.
Now let Janine finish us.
But what we really need here is Amy from Kentucky in the room right now because she's actually throwing the best one-liners out there in the chat room. Mike is now known as Barney Rubble.
It was funnier when we read it.
I guess so.
You said it.
Yes, Janine. I'm sorry. What have you done that's new on this cruise?
Actually, for us, the big deal was that we usually book like, and Annette can tell you, the cheapest thing possible. So we're usually down.
Annette can tell you.
Annette?
Confirmed.
With the, you know, the 25-cent commission she makes off of us. So we're usually down in like steerage with the luggage and the animals. But
the animals.
Wow. But this time we actually got, for whatever reason, you know, they felt sorry for us after all these cruises, and they upgraded us to a porthole cabin, and so we were just like all excited about that. We're like, look, there's like water.
Look, there's but it's like actually, water. And I've seen your room because I went in before you got on board the ship. Before she got on the ship,
creepy.
When I was
around,
no.
She's been in your room.
Say, if there's anything missing, you know where to go.
Nobody was on the ship. I was working. No, but it was extra long. It had a very large Cat 9. I mean, it was really. There was extra space in there, and you had a bench by the window. So it's very nice.
Yeah.
Not your typical Cat 9.
I had not seen anything above like an 11 before, so this was like, woohoo.
Woohoo. That was great.
A woohoo.
See? I'm not the only one that says yoo-hoo. Yeah. Woohoo.
That was a woohoo.
That was a woohoo. That's a different than a yoo-hoo. Okay.
Wow.
Move on.
Wow. Now, Fred, you had mentioned something to me earlier this afternoon, in fact, and I told you to save for the show, is you tried something else new with snorkeling, correct?
Yes, I did.
And you did it just you or the girls also?
I tried to talk Julia into doing it, and she was really good with the idea and very excited until she realized that there were fish in the water.
Matt, you got a problem with that?
Right.
No, we're of the same ilk.
That's correct. Yeah. So as soon as she heard that there were fish in the water,
she kind of
is like, no, I don't want to go snorkeling. I'm like, but you're swimming in the same water that the fish go, but I can't see them.
That's right. Ignorance is bliss.
Right. So of course I was intrigued enough that I wanted to try it myself, and I had heard some. I hadn't done it before because I heard from some people that you don't really see anything.
Right.
So here's what I did. I first went over and nearly dropped at the cost for it. You know, so they're renting out fins, snorkel, and a mask for $25.
Wow.
So I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money. And I'm going, do I get like a guided tour for that? No, you get no instruction. You get no word. You get nothing. They give you the stuff and send you into the area.
Right.
That's it. So, you know, I got my gear
and this
on.
This is a snorkeling. You kind of wade out to the area, right?
Correct.
Opposed to like a snorkeling excursion where you get on a boat and you
correct.
Go out.
No,
to
yeah,
the
this
ocean.
Is like right from the beach. You walk right
self-serve.
In. You put your stuff on. And you go.
Right.
So. Nobody tells you how to do anything. Nobody tells you, you know, how to purge a snorkel or, you know, how to dive. You know, all they do is they give you these life vests that you blow up.
Yeah, good
but
luck,
if
bro.
You blow them up, you're
you
not going to be
under.
Able to go under.
Yeah, you have to partially inflate.
Right, right. So I didn't inflate mine at all. She just said you just have to wear it so that people can see where you are.
Okay.
So I didn't inflate it because I knew I wasn't going to go under if I did. So I started swimming around and I see nothing. And I'm starting to think, wow, $25 so I can look at the bottom. And I'm going out, and all of a sudden this, like, you know, this little fish with yellow stripes comes swimming by me. And I'm like, wow, look at that, a fish. Imagine that.
A fish.
Right, a fish. So I kept going, and then his little brother comes by. And I turn around, I look behind me, and there's 7 fish tailing behind me.
You were the lead fish.
No kidding. I'm like, what is it? Is it the yellow of my vest that's, you know, attracting you guys? So I stop, and I turn around, and these fish are coming within my hand's distance of, you know,
oh,
touching.
Oh, God.
And they fly.
Matt's dying.
So they fly.
No problem eating them.
Right. So
it's mighty tasty.
So now, you know, this is my first real snorkeling experience. So now I'm getting a little freaked out. So now I'm getting a little spazzy. I wasn't expecting it, and these fish are like maybe 12 to 18 inches long.
Uh-huh.
All right, and they're coming like literally. Like right at me towards my face and swimming right in front of me. I'm literally grabbing them.
Right.
And there's like 7 or 8 of them around me. And I'm like, wow, holy cow. Whoa.
And you wonder why the kids freaked.
Right. And really, I really was because I was a little bit surprised. So one of the lifeguards that's perched out, you know, there, I swim over to him and I'm like, these fish are coming right up to me. And he says, they are Disney fish. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, well, cast members go out in the same vests and feed them from their hands.
Oh.
So that's why the fish tend to come right up to you because they're looking for a handout.
Right.
So I'm talking to the cast member, and he said, if you really want to see more fish, you got to go all the way out. So nobody had told me that. And I think a lot of people that may have given this a bad review should really listen and go all the way out. It's a decent swim, but with flippers, it's not so bad.
Right.
So I found myself going further and further out. And the further out I went, the more stuff I saw on the bottom and hiding places for fish. And now I started seeing little schools and smaller fish. And it was really cool. And I'm going, wow. So, like, you know, anybody who was above could probably hear me going, oh, through my snorkel. Like, wow. I sounded like a whale or something, you know? Looked like one, too. Yeah. That's what it sounded like. So that's funny you should say that. Because now I'm going out further and further, and guess who I see?
Dory.
Wow. I saw Dory, and then another Dory, and another Dory, and they're all swimming around these beautiful purple fish, and I'm like blown away. Huh. So I saw another lifeguard, and the lifeguard says, you got to go over this way. There's a huge amount of buildup that they did, and there's more fish. And I'm like, there's no way. So I started going over, and I went to the furthest point you can go to where, almost to the point where that,
I was thinking that, dude, that I stone thought Dory
wall
was blue
is
too.
By the ocean.
Right.
So I'm way out. And I look down.
Not in Fred's world.
Well, no, the real Dory is not blue. She's purplish, like maybe bluish purple, but she's definitely not a solid blue like the one that was in the movie, or at least the ones that I was seeing.
How long did Dory? You sit at the bar before you went?
Ha,
blue.
Ha, ha.
Don't chicken snuckle.
So anyway, I don't want to drag it on too long, but so I finally went where the second lifeguard told me to go, and that was when I had one of the coolest experiences of my life. And I say that so seriously. I don't know how else to tell it to you. I was so upset that I didn't buy an underwater camera. I would have paid any amount of money at that point to have it. I got to a point where I saw probably 500 to 1,000 fish in schools.
Wow.
And the water was probably between 10 and 15 feet deep at this point. There was a lot of cover for the fish to hide in. And I actually, this is when I finally started diving.
Uh-huh.
So I'm diving and I'm going down and, you know, you pop your ears a little bit, hold your breath. And these fish wouldn't even run. They wouldn't even swim away from you. I was getting into the point where I had fish to my left, to my right, and above me. I was swimming in the school surrounded by these, and they're decent sized fish. I mean,
that sounds like a nightmare.
For you, maybe, you know. Wuss. So,
with a knife and fork here.
So, right. So and I'm reaching, exactly. I'm reaching out, and I'm literally touching the fish. There's so many of them, like you can't not. If I swam too fast, I would have probably run into them.
Serious,
you know,
nightmare for Matt.
So I was having, honestly, I must have dove 25 to 30 times doing the same thing. A couple times I grabbed onto a rock and held on so I could stay under longer without exerting myself. So anyway, and this is where I'll end it. It turns out that a couple of times I looked up and I saw like 8 or 9 people around me. And I would go up for air and they're all like, holy cow, dude, that's looking really cool. And I'm like, you can dive too, you know. You know, oh, it's so cool, you're swimming with the fishes. And I'm like, that sounds a little awkward.
Was he from Jersey and had a gel in his hair?
And I'm like looking around for, you know, a mafioso type, you know, with a gun or something. But I I'm telling these people, I'm like, deflate your vests. How do you go under? I'm like, hold your breath. When you come back up, you blow the water. How do you snorkel? So yes, I was conducting a school of fish, Amy, and it was one of, honestly, it was definitely one of those moments in my life where I felt like I was doing something that I had to do, like one of those bucket list things. And I cannot wait
to do it again.
Did you see any of those other things? Don't they hide things on the bottom, like a shipwreck?
Yes, there was a submarine supposedly from 20,000 Leagues at Disney World, which I saw.
Oh wow!
I did not see the Mickey. I heard there was a Mickey and a Minnie, and I literally swam the whole area. But I wasn't looking for that stuff after I found the fish. It was just really. I didn't see a stingray, even though some people said that you'll see them occasionally. But I saw a huge grouper, probably 20, 30 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Enormous. Enormous. To you, it would have been like Jaws.
That would have been nice. That would have been. You would have been lifeguard.
Like, could you imagine Matt? Could you imagine Matt? Matt, like, swimming around and see this, like, 20-pound grouper and, you know, like, dun-dun, dun-dun.
He got in a ball in the chair. Yeah.
Well, I did Typhoon Lagoon one time with the sharks. Have you done that yet, Fred?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because I did that, and my wife really wanted to do it, and I said, all right, I'll go in, I'll do it. And you go in, and you...
Freezing cold water.
Yeah, it is freezing cold water. And you go in there, and you go about 20 feet first. You know, it's kind of like a ready area, and then you actually get into the thing. And I started seeing the fish over there. You see the sharks at the bottom and everything. And I couldn't take it anymore. I just made a beeline on the other side over there.
Wuss.
So he starts splashing to get the shark's attention.
That's right. I was like, Matt wants out.
I think that, you know, two things that I would bring is I don't think you realize how clear the water is out there until you realize that you're in 15 feet of water. And from the surface, you see clear as a bell to the bottom.
Yeah.
Clear as a bell. Well, details, everything.
Yeah, we were in Nassau coming back from the Not So Live show that we did in Starbucks. And Becky and I were mentioning, I mean, you walk by, and this is the water that the cruise ships go in. So this is in the cargo area. This is this is the worst water in the whole port, right? And this was crystal clear blue. Like, take a picture of it, sell it as artwork kind of, you know, water. So you're absolutely right. I mean, this is, you know, really beautiful water.
Well, I told you the story that I actually took a picture of that one time because I saw fish in the water.
Right.
And I actually showed that to my friends and they're like, clean water? Look at all that garbage in the water. And I'm like, those are fish. they're like so corrupted thinking that it's garbage floating around, but it's fish swimming in the water.
You see the Hudson River a few times.
Well, of course, right. So, I would say anybody, you've got to ask people for information. I think the thing that they're not doing justice by is not telling people what to do before they go in. Because if you only go halfway out, you're going to be very discouraged.
Yeah. Maybe you should try the snorkeling excursion that they have over there. Then you go out to the real, you know, water and see really more scary fish.
Wow, definitely on my to-do list for next time.
Yeah. So adding to the bucket list.
Just as you say, you know, you get to do something new almost every time, and that was one of those new things, and I found a new thing that I love. In fact, so much that I kept thinking to myself, wow, it would be awesome if I was actually doing scuba because I wouldn't have to go back up and I'd have weights on so I wouldn't, you know, so I would have equal buoyancy and, you know. Anyway, so I babbled long enough.
That was a good story. It was, you know, it's always great when you get to try new things out, and you know, that's what it's about. Obviously, Becky, do we have any comments from the chat room that aren't direct making fun of Fred?
Well, now they're kind of picking on you.
And your fear fish.
Oh,
yeah.
Now the dinosaur floated by in the.
Yeah.
I think they're just so engrossed in the stories. Where.
Last one. That's great. This girl Amy is funny. She is really funny.
Matt would have eaten the 25-pound grouper. We're going to need a bigger plate.
Hey, we wouldn't have had to order four tuna then. It would have been one plate.
And I posted it out there. I said, it's amazing.
And boy, did they taste good.
Now, Matt, let me ask you, because yes, for those of you who were just following me in chat, you ordered how many plates of tuna for dinner in one setting?
Three.
Okay.
And it was mighty tasty.
So let me ask you, is there this kind of issue with fish that you have swimming around? Is this like getting back at them or something?
I just don't like I don't
I'll
like
I'll get you.
It's like I don't want to touch them like that, and birds like the same, like
birds.
They freak me out. Like the thought of touching them. Yeah.
Wonders of.
Yeah, well, those are scary.
We're learning way too much tonight.
I know.
Way too much.
They taste great, don't get me wrong, but but in terms of touching them, it's.
It's like he's afraid they're just going to be like, you killed my father.
I'm coming to get you.
Funny.
Rest assured, the.
Fish are friends, not food.
That's why I let him go after he took out the insurance, new life insurance policy.
Wow.
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 And And of course, you can join us in our chat room, WDWtoday.com. Go to the chat room over there, and you can join in and see all the funny comments that Amy is making at my expense.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris. Chris. Is in there.
Oh, we're going to see you soon.
That's right.
Heliopolis in the house.
And of course,
oh, Matt, yes. have you thanked Chris for the art?
Yeah,
that's great.
Hey, Chris, did your shirt arrive? We're hoping to see that.
Perhaps, Becky, perhaps you'd like to describe the shirt.
We put it on the webcam.
Put it on the webcam.
Oh, we got to put that on the webcam. We really should put that on.
No, actually, it's on the Twitter. I tweeted it the first day.
Oh, okay.
It's on. If you go to 09 reunion on the Twitter. You'll see them.
Yep, he got a shirt. Cool beans.
Oh, you sent him a shirt too? Awesome.
Yep, excellent. We're wearing them tomorrow in the park, so everyone can
maybe we should wear those to the American Adventure now.
Oh, wow. Maybe so.
No.
I don't know. We're all packing. I don't know. You're going
to
make a decision soon.
I have to say that Chris has a great imagination, not only from his own cartoons that we've seen and loved, but we commissioned a little bit of art from Chris. Very quickly at Matt's expense. Actually, at ours, but yeah. we'll get back to that later. All I asked for was something that
bless you
for the reunion
again.
That had the Disney Cruise Line ship and Annette and myself and Newell and Matt on the Disney Cruise Line ship.
And I think you gave him a little more direction than that. He did not just get that.
I gave him a little bit of direction. I said, "In what you know, a great idea would maybe having Matt." Hanging upside down, being held by his ankles over the side of the ship.
By Annette and Becky.
No, I did not give him that. He chose who was going to act.
Chris just chose that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's it really is a nice piece of art. So
that's super.
So Chris will be talking about the next one because we have a tent event coming up. So we've got a new piece of art we're going to have to commission.
Ooh!
Now it's going to be who can get
Chris. I get first dibs.
I'm definitely. Yes. You're going there, Fred.
Yes,
you'll be there for ten event. Nice.
Wow, we're going to go from here to the tent.
I am in
for the tent event.
Janine, you're coming to the tent event.
Possibly.
Maybe an RV.
Boo.
Tent event.
RV it's a tent event.
RV event. Yeah, RV event.
Fred, aren't you going to keep Matt company this year? He doesn't like to be in a tent by himself.
I'll bring a few fish.
fish.
And of course, tomorrow begins the land events at Reunion. So we're going to be heading back to Walt Disney World, and we'll start out with at
2 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
3 o'clock. At Mike Scopa's Dole Whip Bonanza, over in Adventureland, and. Lots of events going on. That begins really the whole land portion, and we have lots of different events going on over there. And now, which one are you looking forward to the most of the land events?
Well, that would be my Dumbo.
The Dumbo event.
Since that's right. You know,
that's I'm not going to say anything night. To that.
The Dumbo blonde event.
Mike took the words right out of my mouth. But the difference is you had the guts to say what I was thinking.
And he's within arm reach of getting hit.
Yes.
Well, we're going to wrap things up. And I wanted to echo what Deb had mentioned earlier. And, of course, I wanted to thank both Annette and Becky for all their tremendous support and help with this. Because, obviously, if this was the case, we would be broadcasting from Janine's room. Since her upgrade would have meant that she'd have the nicest room of us all.
Most room anyway.
That's right. And Shirley would be, you know.
Shirley, move over. I need to put the computer down.
So, but seriously, thank you very much for your patronage and support. And we've really had a great time over here.
Yeah,
so.
This has been fantastic.
This has been one of the best ones.
And so we're looking forward to really continuing that fun on land. And I know that many of our listeners are eager to join in as well. And this should really be a really fun event. So looking forward to it. We will have lots of stuff. Check the Twitter feed. 09 reunion on Twitter, right. And that'll have a lot of updates. And if you can't be part of the fun, at least you can follow the fun.
See all the pictures. We'll be posting pictures.
See the pictures. That's right. I mean,
we can't do it on the ship because of the cell. Cell site is just too expensive. But once we're on land, we're going to be taking
expect a cavalcade of updates starting about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Once we get off the ship, weekend, I agree. So. You know,
good. Excellent. Very good. Well, we're off to dinner, so thank you very much for Mike Newell and Annette and Becky and Janine and Fred and Deb and
the Tanners
and
Everyone else.
And everyone else out there.
And the rest.
Yeah, everyone else. I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show from the Disney Wonder.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.